I'm going to do a few things in the homily today. First, a little recap from two Sundays ago. We had Divine Mercy Sunday. For those of you who were able to participate in those celebrations, it was a pretty incredible experience. We had confession lines wrapped around the entire church. We had three priests here hearing confessions for about 2 hours straight. And we were moving people through pretty quickly, too. So, I think, first of all, praise God, and we should give thanks for the incredible outpouring of mercy he's poured out upon us, upon this parish here, and upon the church on Divine Mercy Sunday. And secondly, I think that that's a pretty clear sign that the faith is alive here at St. Mary of the Woods, and that the Lord is doing good things here, and he has plans for this parish. And I know we've been through a couple rough years just with the uncertainty with the health of our priests. And there was times, where we had difficulty even finding presiders, and other times where things were a little rough with the first round of clustering. But I think we're through that, and the Lord has good plans for this parish. So I think we can look to the future with a lot of hope and expectation for what the Lord has in store for us here in St. Mary of the Woods and here in Logan County. Second thing, one liturgical change that we're going to implement. Some of you who have traveled to different churches in the area and seen how different places do things might notice we do something a little differently here. After the Lamb of God, we're going to kneel. The reason why we kneel after the Lamb of God is, first of all, in the rule book on how to celebrate Mass, it says that people are supposed to kneel after the Lamb of God. And secondly, what we say at that time, the priest says, behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. And we respond with an act of humility. Lord, I am not worthy for you to enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. So that's it's an act of humility, proclaiming our unworthiness to receive and even to be in the presence of our Lord. And so our bodily posture should reflect the internal disposition. So as an act of humility, the church does call on us to kneel at that point. So we'll kneel after the Lamb of God. Of course, when your row comes up for communion, you'd stand and come up for communion. And when you return to your pews, you can then kneel again. And kneeling's very conducive to prayer and the thanksgiving we should make after receiving the Eucharist. So we'll remain kneeling. And the general custom is we remain kneeling until the priest sits down, and then the people sit. So we'll follow the general custom. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday. So as you'll notice, our prayers and Mass and the readings focus on that theme of the shepherd. And we hear in the second reading, the book of Revelation, we hear about the countless multitude that's in the glory of heaven, and they're clothed in white robes. And they've washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. They've been purified through the sacraments, and those are the ones who have persevered in their faith. They've followed their shepherd, Jesus Christ. They've listened to his voice, and he's led them to the streams of life-giving water. And Christ says, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. So we have this beautiful vision of where our Lord is trying to shepherd us to. But the difficulty is, so few people actually want to go to heaven. You say, well, what do you mean by that? Because if you ask people, do you want to go to heaven? Of course, everyone says, oh, yeah, sure, I want to go to heaven. I want to go to a place of eternal delights, and it sure beats the alternative. But do people really want to go to heaven? Meaning, if we define heaven simply as a place where we can indulge every desire that we have, like some sort of hedonistic paradise, that's what a lot of people think of when they think of heaven. But that's not what heaven is. Heaven is not a place where you get to do whatever you want. Heaven is a place where we love and adore God for all eternity. And to get there, that means that we conform our wills to the will of Jesus Christ. Heaven is for people who do not live for themselves and for worldly pleasures. It's for people who have died to themselves and worldly pleasures, who are living for Jesus Christ. So when we look at what heaven really is, it's tough to get people on that path. A lot of people say, sure, I want to go to heaven. But it's like, do you want to go to Mass on Sundays? Oh, no, I don't want to go to church. It's like, how do you get someone in a position where they want to spend all eternity with Jesus Christ if they don't want to spend 1 hour a week with Jesus Christ? Or some people limit it to just 1 hour a week. They're like, I'll go to church on Sunday, but don't ask me to do anything beyond that. Yeah, that's just crazy doing more than that. So it can be an uphill battle, you know, to get people to live out their faith well, to truly desire to serve and to love Jesus Christ and to conform their wills to his. But it's the role of priests. You know, we share in the mission of Christ as the good shepherd. So myself and our brother priests, you know, we have a difficult job because often we're trying to shepherd people and convince them to go to the place where they'll find true happiness when they don't think they want to go that path. So it's a difficult job. It is. As I was reflecting on Good Shepherd Sunday, I was thinking about my own position as now being appointed effective May 1st, the pastor here in Logan County, St. Mary of the Woods and St. Patrick. And, you know, it's a difficult job. And, you know, I can't promise that I'm going to be a perfect pastor in every way. In fact, I guarantee you I'll make some mistakes along the way. And I'm sure I'll say some things from time to time that offend people in a homily, because sometimes the truth can be difficult for people to hear. Sometimes people don't want to hear it. But the things that I will promise you, you know, as your shepherd. First, I would say that the Lord has brought us all together here for a reason. He's brought me here to Logan County. He's brought each one of you here to this parish for a purpose. I do not believe in random chance. I've seen enough things in life to know that there are no coincidences in life. That Jesus Christ has a plan for bringing every one of us here together. And we'll see that plan unfold in the days and the years to come. Second thing I'd say is that I care deeply about the salvation of each member of our Lord's flock. And so a lot of what I do is motivated by my desire for your salvation. And sometimes people avoid speaking the truth because they don't want bad feedback. But I'll say that I care enough about you to speak the truth. You know, I will be honest and truthful with you. It's my goal to proclaim the gospel with truth and with charity. But it doesn't do any good to hide the truth. You know, if on judgment day, you know, we're found guilty, you know, it's better to hear the truth now. And so I care enough about you to speak the truth. So if I do say something that's difficult to hear, realize that it is motivated by charity. Third commitment I make is that I will be praying for you 5 times a day. Every priest makes a promise at ordination to pray a set of prayers called the Liturgy of the Hours. So I will be praying for you and for your families and for your intentions 5 times every day. And the fourth thing that I will commit to is that I will try and be for you the priest that I would want for myself. You know, if I think, what would I want in a priest? I would want a priest that encourages me to greatness and not to mediocrity. You know, I want a priest who's going to lead me to become a saint and not just to settle with being lukewarm or mediocre. You know, our goal is sainthood. Our goal is the glory of heaven. And so I would want a priest who is going to encourage me and challenge me to greatness. And that's the priest that I'm going to attempt to be for you. That it's not my job and it's not my goal for us to be mediocre and to go through the motions, but for each one of us to be striving from the depths of our hearts for holiness and for greatness in our Lord's eyes. You know, we are in a battle for our salvation. There are spiritual forces at work that are trying to prevent us from attaining salvation. Sometimes our own weaknesses and our own desires work against us. And so it is a struggle. And I would want a priest who encourages me to greatness. And so that's the priest that I will try and be for you. What I ask for you, from you, as members of the parish, is first a willingness to listen to the voice of truth. There are many voices in our world. You know, we hear one voice from Hollywood. We hear a voice from the media, which oftentimes is very different from the voice of our shepherd. We hear one voice from our politicians. We hear another voice from our friends and from people who are not living out the authentic Catholic faith. It's important for us to listen to the voice of Christ, because he's the one who's going to lead us to life-giving waters. So what I ask from you is an openness to encountering the truth, even when that's not easy. Second thing I ask is buy-in. You know, if my goal is for us to be faithful Christians and your goal is to be a faithful Christian, if my goal is to get us to heaven and your goal is to get to heaven, then our goals should be aligned and we should be on the same page, and there should be a deep spirit of collaboration and a spirit of unity. There should be a deep bond between a priest and his people, because we should all be striving for the same thing. There shouldn't be resistance, like, you know, oh, my priest is telling me to pray, but I don't want to do that. You know, there should be a deep spirit of cooperation. And so what I ask from all of us is buy-in. We should be on the same page. We should all be moving in the same direction to the same goal. And there should be a deep spirit of unity in the mission amongst all of us here at St. Mary of the Woods. So the first is a willingness to listen to the truth. Second is buy-in. And the third thing is I ask for your prayers. You know, certainly each one of us needs prayers, but priests in a special way are have tremendous responsibility. And we are accountable for a lot. And we need the assistance of as many prayers as we can get. So I commit that I will be praying for you each day, and I ask for your prayers in return.